WBAI, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I have some concerns about the way, and I'm not trying to attack you, because
Can you turn your radio down, please?
I appreciate some of the information that you bring to the station.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that there's some issues around communication with your listeners, and I know it's hard because people are calling in, and they're missing Bernard, and they're missing the people before, so mm-hmm. It does put you somewhat on the defensive.
No, I'm not on the defensive at all.
Found it.
Okay, but let me say to you, if that sounds defensive to you, let me suggest.
Talking about general conversation.
Okay, if I could get a word in here?
No, because I didn't finish. Can I get a word in?
Yeah, you can get a word in, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to give you plenty of time to speak.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that when people in support of other people at the station feel it is appropriate to refer to anybody, incidentally, me or anyone else, as Hitler, when I get letters in the mail that are so viciously racist, are you there?
Yeah, hi,
okay.
I'm sorry, I just want to...
That are so viciously racist that attack and attack and attack, make personal ad hominem attacks under the cover of not even signing these letters. You heard the woman yesterday shrieking away, obviously another member of the support group on the other side, using racial invective. Of course I'm going to react to that. Of course I'm going to say it is inappropriate to take calls from people whose sole intention is to attack me. I don't think you would. If you were getting 15, 20 calls a day at home that attacked you, would you continue to take the calls and say whatever you want?
No, I know, and that's why I understand your frustration and why you may be defensive, but I think sometimes people are calling in who really do have something they need. I mean, you know that when someone is gone and things change, change can often be good, but there's also some loss and people are grieving in some respects to the change, which is normal. And it's important for them to have that process. And I think as someone who's taking control of the station, that to be a little bit more sensitive, and I agree, I can understand how you're feeling this way, because if that's what's going on, that has got to be a very difficult thing to handle. But I also think that there's people that are calling in who aren't, wanting to be malicious or attack you, but they're feeling... They have some feelings, and I feel as though you're not giving people the space to be able to do that. I appreciate that you're doing it with me now, because I think the past few callers, it's been difficult, because I think it puts people say something and your hairs go up, which is understandable, again. But I also think that other people are being robbed of the opportunity to be able to say certain things to you that I think would help the station.
Well, say some of them.
Well... I'm not sure exactly, because it's not my place to say, but...
Why not? You're a listener? Are you a subscriber?
Yes.
Well, of course it's your place to say.
Well, some of the things that I think people need to say, and some things that have to be honored, is that there is a loss here, and that people are sad, and that they're grieving, and I think that the station is not allowing them to have that process in some respects. And I understand that it's probably in relation to what you shared a few minutes ago about all these horrible things that are being said about you and maybe about other people. But WBAI really needs to be sensitive to the fact that these are people that, you know, we were really attached to.
Well, let me say in response to your comment, and I do appreciate you stating things as you have. It has startled me, very frankly, and I thought I was... way past the point in my life where I could be startled anymore. But I have been startled by the fact that people who call themselves progressives, people who say they are in support of whether Amy Goodman or Bernard White or Al Lewis, would write the ugly, racist kind of commentary that they are currently writing and in some instances stating on the air. Now, I am not opposed. Incidentally, let me make one other point to you. When a motion was brought up in a staff meeting to ask for a sense of the body on the issue of returning people who had been fired to the... I signed that. I supported that. I have signed petitions that ask that people be returned, that bans be lifted. And I have stated that on numerous occasions. It doesn't make a bit of difference. people still say things. Now, you tell me how you... I hate, and I'm going to break a personal rule of mine, by using a term that I never use any longer publicly, all right? But I'm going to state it because I think it's important to do it now. You tell me what you are in support of when you write a letter praising Amy Goodman. I have no objection to that. Right. But you end the letter saying, Clayton Riley, a nigger like you isn't fit to sit in a room with Amy Goodman.
Well, that's very disturbing.
Of course, disturbing.
Definitely
disturbing.
Yes. But you have to. But see.
Wait a minute. Now, don't go to the place you're going to tell me. You have to understand.
No. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say not all of Bernard's and Amy's listeners are that you're talking. You may be talking about some people, but that's not all the people. And I feel.
I didn't suggest it's all the people.
But I feel as though you're, because of that, and again, I can understand why you're reacting this way, and I appreciate you sharing this too, because I think it's important for people to know why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, because we need to know that too. But, and you know, it gives me a little bit more insight into the situation. But you see, I think because of the way you're handling those feelings, it's, people are thinking that it's about Bernard, it's about Amy, it's about, and what you just said is, hey, I signed the position of the petition for them to come back. You know, this is all stuff that people need to hear in a way where they can hear it. But I think because of the way you're being treated, it's coming out sort of sideways, and people are being attacked that shouldn't be attacked.
Just okay,
like you shouldn't be attacked, quite frankly. Yeah. You shouldn't be attacked either. So we all know how you feel, and hopefully you can. This will help you to understand that we're feeling the same way you are, because somehow that's being taken out on listeners that maybe it shouldn't be taken out on.
Well, I would ask you to describe the moment when I have used either language or tone in regard to listeners. I mean, I think we attempt to give people an opportunity to speak. But I don't think it's appropriate to sit here and listen to people attack
either.
In the same way every day. Guy calls up and wants to be heard, starts out by saying, you're a sick what? What was going to be, you know, the pronoun attached to that?
Right.
A woman comes here who uses language that I think would have curled your hair, and then turns around and says that the six people were witnesses to this did not actually hear her say these things. Okay, this is the... And you see, the whole thing about this is that the staff right now... And I'll say something else to you, because I think we're engaged in a reasonable conversation. Where we have gone now is in a division of our staff that isn't even into twos. We are divided four, five, six different ways. The result of which is going to be a staff so weakened that when we do have a fund drive in February, in less than a month, we will be in a state that makes it virtually impossible for us to raise money.
I know. I'm concerned about that, too.
Well, the concern has to be, why are there people who are continuing to divide the staff further? Let me give you an example. On Saturday last, an ad hominem attack was made on the program that precedes mine against me, against the current station manager, general manager of the station, followed up by the same kind of ad hominem attack when we went off the air. All right, we have said, can we lower the temperature to the point where we say we are a staff? The fact is that we are no longer a staff. And in the absence of staffhood, if you will, I think it is time to say that some of us are going to have to encourage the Board of Pacifica to sell this radio station.
Well,
there really isn't any future in the direction we're headed now.